I'm Karen Given. Today's show is about assists, and there are two of them in this next story. One comes early, when a young boy meets a Hall of Famer who inspires him. You've heard stories like that one before. The second assist comes nearly two decades later, when that boy, now a pro athlete himself, gives a much more significant assist to the Hall of Famer. Only a game's Gary Wallach has the story.
Conrad Ruland had what people in sports call a motor.
I had to put bells on his shoes.
That's Mary Ruland, Conrad's mother.
I needed to know where that little guy was at all times because he just had so much energy. And if I took him grocery shopping, I had to actually harness him in the cart. One time he got out of the cart and I could not find him. And he was hiding in a freezer case. So I had to be on my game with this one, I'll tell you that.
Conrad was on his game, too. By age four, he was pouring his considerable energy into baseball, basketball, soccer, and tennis. When he was 11, he crossed paths with a baseball legend.
He happened to meet Rod Carew at grade school.
Rod Carew, the 1967 Rookie of the Year and All-Star for 18 consecutive seasons. Rod Carew, the 1977 American League MVP and winner of seven batting titles. When they met, Carew was Conrad's favorite professional athlete in any sport.
And I remember him getting into the car when I went to pick him up, and he says, "Mommy, Mom, Mom, I met Rod Carew today, and you know he was a pro athlete, and you know I want to be a pro athlete." And the whole rest of the day just resonated with him talking about his meeting Rod Carew, and it sure left an impression on young Conrad.
Conrad played baseball for a time, but focused on basketball and football in high school. He was one of the top tight ends in the country. He played 2 years at Notre Dame and 2 years at Stanford. He was undrafted coming out of college in 2011, but in 2012, he played in 16 regular season games and hauled in 11 passes with the New York Jets. His pro career looked like it was taking off.
It was tremendous.
That's Rolf Ruland, Conrad's dad.
We were so proud of him, and we were so happy for him that he had realized his goals and was now in the big time and playing at the highest level.
But that didn't last long. Conrad suffered a knee injury in 2013, which kept him on injured reserve and practice squads the next two seasons. He rehabbed diligently, but NFL teams weren't convinced he could still play. Mary Ruland was.
He was in the best shape of his life. He wasn't done yet.
In the spring of 2016, Conrad was back in California, where he'd often land in between contracts. He had taken business courses and was considering a career in real estate. Conrad was beginning to think about life beyond football. One day, as Mary made dinner, Conrad filled out his driver's license renewal form.
And he says, "Mom, do you think I should be an organ donor?" And I said, "Honey, that's completely your decision." And so he says, "Mom, are you one?" And I said, "Yes, I've always been one." And he says, "You know what? I'm going to do it." I just remember thinking at that time, gosh, I hope it never comes to something like that.
Conrad continued to train at a local gym while waiting for an opportunity with an NFL team. 2 days after Thanksgiving, he called home.
Conrad said that he had had a headache that developed. He had lifted some weights a little bit, nothing real strenuous, and then got on the treadmill. And after a minute or so on the treadmill, he felt like a little click in his head, and he felt the pain behind his left eye. As I'm a physician, I have a little bit of understanding about that. I was just hoping the whole time that wasn't an aneurysm. By the time we got to the hospital, they had already made the diagnosis. It was an aneurysm, and it was a bad one in a bad place. So we knew it was going to be a real tough situation.
Conrad was admitted to UCLA Medical Center. Mary stayed with him. The next day, when she was in the hospital cafeteria getting coffee to ease Conrad's persistent headache, she texted him an encouraging message. He texted back, saying, "I'm about to kick this thing's butt with the help of God. He had something big in store for me." Moments after sending that text, Conrad told a nurse that his headache had suddenly gotten much worse.
And then Conrad's aneurysm burst, and they did the 17-hour surgery to try to save his life.
He'd never again regain consciousness. On December 12, 2016, Conrad Ruland was declared brain dead at the age of 29.
But at least we got the 4 days before it burst to tell him how much we loved him and how proud we were.
As the Roulins' terrible drama played out, a more hopeful one was unfolding. Doctors kept Conrad's body on life support, and the call had gone out to the recipients at the top of the organ transplant list.
We had gone to San Diego for a doctor's appointment.
That's Rod Carew. He had suffered a massive heart attack in 2015. He needed a new heart.
And my wife was driving.
That would be Rhonda Carew.
So on the way back, we received a phone call, and she jumped at it and started to talk to someone, and they found me a heart.
I was shaking so badly, and it was like, okay, here it is. This is it. Here we go. And we had a list of people to either text or call, telling them that we were on our way, that we had received the call. And a couple of people texted back and asked the question, do you think it's Conrad Roulin? I didn't know why I was being asked that question.
Rhonda knew the name. The Roulins lived nearby, and the Carews knew Conrad was a pro football player. But she was too worried about her husband's health to give that too much thought. Rod's heart transplant was a success. Actually, his transplants were a success. He got a kidney, too. But he and Rhonda wondered from whom the organs had come. Mary Ruland had wanted to know to whom Conrad's organs had gone. She wanted to meet the recipient. Representatives of the Organ Donation Network told her that the protocol was that they'd have to wait at least a year.
I said, I don't care. Whoever gets his heart, we would like to meet them. And then the next thing I said was, and whoever gets his heart better deserve it, because it's a good one.
Conrad's funeral was held on December 23rd, 2016.
Countless people were coming up to me and saying, Mary, do you think it went to Rod Carew? And I'm looking at them like they suddenly grew a third eye or something. I'm like, what are you talking about? So, you know, the next day I was at home and I started looking on the internet and I saw the whole story of how it unfolded with Rod Carew. And I got to the part where it says the heart of 29.
The heart of 29 is Rod and Rhonda Carew's campaign to raise awareness about heart disease prevention. 29 was Rod's jersey number for his entire major league career. Conrad died at age 29.
I'm like, this is not just a coincidence.
Meanwhile, the Carews discovered that Conrad Roulin had a blood type that was compatible with Rod's.
I mean, it was amazing. It all checked out, and the blood typing was the last item. Now we just need a confirmation that we were right.
Mary got Rhonda's number from a mutual friend, and against the recommendation of the organ donation agency, she called her.
And I think I said something to the effect of, hello, this is Mary Ruland, and I think your husband has my son's heart and left kidney.
They talked about blood type and all the amazing factors that helped make the match, but they still wanted confirmation.
And so I called the donor company and I said, hey, listen, you know, it's all over the internet, it's everywhere. I said, I need to know, did my son's heart and left kidney go to Rod Carew? And the lady kind of just paused for what seemed like an eternity, but it was probably just a second or so. And she said, yes, it did.
As far as anyone can tell, this was the first time a pro athlete donated a heart to another pro athlete. The families decided to meet in March of 2017. The Carews drove from their nearby home to the Roulins. Rod was nervous, but that didn't last long.
When we pulled up to the house, you know, Mary came out and gave me a big hug and gave Rhonda a big hug. And it was a great feeling for me because when Mary leaned over to put her head on my chest, I had to hold it back because I thought I was going to cry at that moment. So I held back and waited until she could hear Conrad's heart.
While Conrad had been in a coma after his 17-hour surgery, Mary had spent several days with her ear to his chest, listening to his beating heart. It had been 3 months since she had done that.
I had it memorized. I knew that sound. It was a Ferrari beating in that chest, and that just thrilled me. I was hoping that I would get to hear that heartbeat again.
Oh, boy, and he's beating. So now we're one, we're brothers, and we're going to do great work by spreading the words about donors and getting more people to listen to us, and hopefully they do.
We call ourselves the Carulans now. You know, we've got a picture of Conrad with our family photos. We spend a lot of time with them. And we, of course, we only live 12 miles apart, too, which is wonderful. They can listen to Conrad's heart anytime they choose.
That story came from Only a Game's Gary Wallach. Since this story aired last fall, Rod and Rhonda Carew became grandparents for the first time.